This week's parasha is Parashas Miketz, and in Parashas Miketz, suddenly Yosef's mazel and Yosef's fate and destiny changes overnight. He goes from being the abhorred, hated, isolated, rejected brother, servant, prisoner, into being the viceroy. Yeshua Hashem keharef ayin. Salvation of God comes in the blink of an eye. In the beginning of Miketz, we find him languishing in Beis HaSohar. And Paro has dreams. Paro dreams. He's standing on the shore of the Nile River. He's watching an event that's happening on the shore of the Nile River. And he sees seven gaunt, skinny, sickly cows swallowing seven healthy, full-fleshed, fat, well-nourished cows. And his spirit is very disturbed, and he doesn't understand this dream. And then he goes back to sleep, and he has another dream. And in his second dream, he sees that sickly, beaten by the eastern wind, not healthy ears of grain are swallowing healthy, plump, full ears of grain. And his spirit is very disturbed. And none of his charmutumim can explain his dreams to him. Or they can't explain his dreams, I should say, to his liking. And all of a sudden, the Sar HaMashkim remembers, oh, you know what? Me and the Sar HaOvim were in prison. And down there is a Nar Eved Ivri. He speaks in a very derogatory term by Yosef, a lad, a Hebrew, a servant. And he knows how to interpret dreams. And me and the Sar HaMashkim each had dreams. And as we dreamt, and as that servant interpreted, so it came to be. Paro is very interested in this prisoner who can interpret dreams. Vayishalach Paro, and Paro sent, Vayikras Yosef. And Yosef, all of a sudden, at the age of 30, and remember, he was sold at the age of 17. Vayikras Yosef, and they call Yosef, Vayiritsu min haber, and they rush him out of the pit. Vayigalach, they shave his hair. He shaves his hair. Vayigalach, and he shaves his hair. Vayichalev simlosav, and he changes his garments. He can't go before the king in garments of prison garb. Vayavo al Paro, and he comes to Paro. This is Yosef. Yosef doesn't know the end of the story. We know the end of the story. We know he becomes viceroy. He doesn't know that. He thinks that maybe, why is Paro calling him? How does he know why Paro is calling him? Maybe his time has come, just like the Sar HaMashkim. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And it's his chance to save his life and change his destiny. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, and Paro says to Yosef, Chalom chalamti. I'm in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Tes Vav of Miketz. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, Chalom chalamti, Poter ein oto. You know what? He says, I had this dream. And there's no one to interpret. Yosef is Mr. Anonymous. Yosef is slave boy. Yosef is languishing in jail, rejected by his family, framed by Ashes Potiphar, put into jail by Potiphar himself. Who cares about the Hebrew, the lad, the slave boy in jail? This is Yosef's chance. Paro says to Yosef, I dreamed a dream of Poter Einoto. There's no one to interpret my dream. Vanisha Mati Allah Leimor, I heard about you saying, Tishma Chalom Liftoroso. You hear a dream to interpret it. If we were Yosef, what might we say to Paro? Yes, I'm amazing. I interpret dreams. Tell me your dreams. My whole life revolves around dreams. My father had a dream when he was running away from Esau. I had dreams of ruling over my brothers. I interpreted the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOvim successfully. Please tell me your dream. I will interpret your dream and then you will give me a ticket to freedom. That's what we might say. Vayan is Yosef's first words to Pharaoh, the mightiest man in the ancient world. Vayan Yosef es Paro leimor. Yosef answered Paro saying, Bil Adai. It is beyond me. It is not me. Elokim Yanech Shlom Paro. God will answer for the peace of Paro. Pharaoh could have said, we know the end of the story. We know it worked out well for Joseph. Pharaoh could have said, back to the dungeon. He doesn't know how to interpret dreams. Pharaoh said, who is this God you're talking about? In fact, Pharaoh believed that he was a God. We know the first thing that Pharaoh says to Moshe, Moshe's time is, Mi Hashem Ashma Bakalo, Lo Yidati Yatsa Hashem, V'gam Yisrael Lo Shalech. Abi would say for Shmos Perakei Pasuk Beis, who is this God? I don't know this God, and I will not listen to him, and I'm not sending the Jews. And the first thing Yosef says is, Biladai, it is not me. Targum Unklis, Va'asiv Yosef, Yas Paro the Memer, Bar Min Chachmasi, Elohein Min Kadam Hashem. The wisdom is not mine. The wisdom is God's. And Rashi says so powerfully, Biladai, quote, Ein HaChachma Mishali. What was Yosef saying? It is beyond me. The wisdom is not mine. Ella, rather, Elokim ya'aneh, God will answer. Yitain ani abafi. Hashem will put the answer in my mouth to show Paro for Paro's welfare. Yosef totally deflects any kavod, any saving grace, any ability from himself, and he pushes it to God. And then Paro says to Yosef, and Paro again does not know. But Yosef doesn't know what Paro is going to say. And then Paro seems to not mind his answer. And he continues and he proceeds, in my dream, behold, I was standing by the shore of the river and listen to what I was seeing. I was seeing these heavy, healthy cows, and they were grazing in the swamp. And these skinny cows came after them. And they looked very bad, and they were very skinny. I never saw anything so bad in the whole land of Mitzrayim. And the skinny cows consumed the fat cows. Paro goes along with Joseph. Bil-Adai. Perhaps two of the most powerful, I can't really say that, because every word of Chumash is equally powerful. But what a Musar Haska. So often, a person might think, Kochiv Yotzim Yadi Yasali Yas HaChayil, Haza Perechasov Sefer Devarim Pashas Eikav. Yes, it's me. I'm in good business. I'm a good businessman. I'm a good teacher. I'm a good doctor. I'm a good investor. I'm a good gardener. I'm a good baker. Of course it's me. Biladai. It is true that I have talents, Yosef said. But Eina Chachma Mishali. It's not because I am talented. Elokim Ya'aneitein Ani Abifi. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me my talents, abilities, and capabilities, to paraphrase Rabbi Zev Lef. He speaks often about one's talents, abilities, and capabilities. And that's what Yosef was saying here. It's true I can interpret dreams, but it's not because I interpret dreams. It's because the Rebbe Shalom gives me the kochos, the chachma, bina, and das to be successful. It's very, very interesting because much earlier in Sefer Bereishis, you know, Yosef is known as the Ivri. Eishes Potiphar and Perek Lamites calls him the Ivri. And Perek Mem, he refers to himself as an Ivri. V'gunav gunavti me'eretz ha'ivrim v'gam polo sisim u'ba. And when the Sar HaMashkim calls him to Paro, Sar HaMashkim says, who was with us in jail? Nar Evet Ivri. Yosef is identified as an Ivri. Who else in Sefer Bereishis is identified as an Ivri? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, Yosef's great-grandfather. Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Yosef. What does Ivri mean, Rashi says? It's Yud Dalad Yud Gimel in Sefer Bereishis. Vayavo Apali Vayigid La Avram HaIvri. Yoshe Belone Mamre, Aishma Aram Kinishba Achiv. He's called Ivri, Rashi says there. Me'ivar Anar, he came from the other side of the river. What? What does that mean? Rashi's quoting a Medrash. Ivri means Shabbat Me'ivar Anar. What does that mean? How do we understand that Medrash? It means that an Ivri, a Hebrew, is on one side of the world, Hashkafakli, and the whole world is on the other side. Abram is a Yachid Bedoru. Avram Avinu recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu when no one else recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when everyone forgot there was a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Avram was Ivri because he had the courage and tenacity to stand on one side of the river just like Yosef. How interesting that Yosef is the next biblical figure in Sefer Bereishis who's called Ivri. Not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, Yosef. He also lived in a pagan culture, the Tuma of Egypt, where they worshipped foreign gods, not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody was on one side of the proverbial river, and Yosef had the courage to say, I am an Ivri. Both Avram and Yosef are identified as Ivri. Who is the figure much earlier in Sefer Bereishis who uses the same word, Bil-Adai? If you look in Perek Yudalid, Parshas Lechacha, after Avram goes to battle to save Lot, and he rises up against the four kings, and he is victorious, and he manages to bring down the evil axis. Even when the mighty warriors of the coalition of the five kings could not bring them down, Avram is successful. And he comes back, the king of Sodom comes out to meet him, and they want to honor him. They want to give him spoils of war. Haruchush kachlach, says the king of Sodom, take all the spoils of war. You're such a successful warrior. Look what you did. Zukt Avram Avinu. Perek Yudalad Pasuchav Dalad Bil Adai. Go look it up in your Chumash. The last pasuk of Perek Yudalad. Now Chstom wants to give him bounty for more. Haruchush kachach, just give me back my prisoners. You freed my captives. But please, take all the possessions. Avram Avinu says, Chas v'shalom. I'm not taking one thing from you. I'm not taking a thread or a shoelace. You will not say, I made Avram rich. Bil Adai. It is not me who was successful. And therefore, I am not taking these spoils of war. All I'm going to take is what my young men have eaten and the share for the young men who accompanied me. Both Avram and Yosef are known as Ivri because they both had the courage to stand up against an entire world, a pagan culture, a rotten, corrupt, immoral world. Avram in his time and Yosef in his time. The two figures in Sefer Bereishis called Ivri, great-grandfather and great-grandson, who both had the courage to recognize Eichos Baruch. We know about Yosef 39:3. What does Rashi say? Shem Shemaim Shagur Befiv. Yosef was always talking about Eichos Baruch, just like Avram. Who did Yosef perhaps learn from? Biladai, the success is not mine, the wisdom's not mine, the courage is not mine. Of course, a person must apply the strengths that God gives them. However, we always must recognize that our success comes not from Kochi Votzim Yadi, but rather from a Kodesh Baruch. What does Avram say to Melech Sodom Biladai? You think this success is because of me? Ela Barachav Ela Susim Venachna B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We are successful because a Kodesh Baruch makes us successful. What does Yosef say Biladai? And these, by the way, are two of our Avos. I know Yosef's not technically one of the Avos, who were very well recognized and revered by the Umas HaOlam. Yosef becomes viceroy. Without him, nobody can eat. Avram is the Nasi Elokim Ata B'Sochinu. The more success they had, the more humble they became. The more they recognized Biladai. And that's a true mark of an Ivri. Someone who, when he meets success in life, recognizes more and more and more. Like Rashi says, in a Chachma Mishali, it's not because I'm great. Elokim Ya'ana, Yitian Ya'ana B'Fi. All my success is because of the Ribo Sha'olam, the Shalom Paro. Always has a big Mr. Haskell, the huge Mr. Haskell here, which is that we should always be able to utilize our talents in the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, but to recognize that all those talents we have are biladai, they are all simply a gift from Hashem, and then we will be walking in the ways of Avram Ivri, Yosef Ivri, and so many giants who came before us who recognize that all that we have is a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I wish everybody a beautiful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you all.